From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments to you from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin accentuates need to withdraw drugs causing acute kidney failure. Indonesia intensifies trade with Australia. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin underscored the importance of withdrawing drugs that cause acute kidney failure from markets across the country. Speaking on Saturday after launching the 2022 National Amil Zakat Agency Santri Scholarship in Jakarta, he emphasized that research and withdrawal of dangerous drugs should not only be conducted in pharmacies but also other places selling such items. The vice president stated that the police will investigate this matter over the possibility of a criminal act or foul play in the case of acute kidney failure that had been rampant as of late. On a separate occasion, Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin noted that his administration and the National Agency of Food and Drugs found 3 hazardous chemicals in 15 samples of syrup-based medications used by patients with the illness. Those substances were found through research conducted on internal organs of 99 toddlers who died from acute kidney failure in Indonesia. Indonesia strengthened trade agreements with Australia, especially the Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, through the Understanding the Australian Market Business Forum at the 37th Trade Expo Indonesia. Trade Ministry's Director General of National Export Development, Didi Sumedi, stated on Saturday that the agreement framework, which he viewed as being the most complete and deepest international trade agreement as compared to others, is able to expand market access and improve the competitiveness of agricultural, fishery, industrial, forestry, and micro, small, and medium enterprises products. He noted that the increasing implementation of the Indonesian-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement has opened up opportunities for Indonesian exporters to explore Australia's market. In addition to removing tariffs on import to Australia, the agreement also encourages potential powerhouse partnerships between Indonesian and Australian business sectors. The high-level intergovernmental meeting on the final review of the Asian and Pacific Decade of Persons with Disabilities was closed with the Jakarta Declaration Agreement, which marked the start of the 4th Asia and Pacific Decade of Persons with Disabilities. Indonesian Social Affairs Minister Tri Risma Hari Ini said the Jakarta Declaration is expected to be able to reaffirm the commitment of the governments of Asia-Pacific countries in realizing the ASEAN strategy, which was initiated 10 years ago. The Jakarta Declaration has 6 resolutions. One of the priority issues is the alignment of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities at the level of legislation. According to Risma Hari Ini, harmonization of legislation is the toughest challenge for the Indonesian government because it has three levels of government, namely the central government, provincial government, and regency or city government. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday, October the 22nd, returned to Britain from a holiday to launch an audacious political comeback as Conservative leadership rival Rishi Sunak reached the minimum threshold to contest the UK's top job. Johnson cut short a Caribbean trip to join the race to replace outgoing leader Liz Truss, with allies telling British media he was up for it. The divisive 50-year-old Brexit architect only handed over power in early September, 2 months after announcing his resignation following a Tory revolt over a slew of scandals. His apparent bid to return to office just weeks later was already being decried by opposition politicians and even some in his own fractured ruling party, who argue that both it and the country need stability and unity. Shopkeepers and factory workers went on strike in Iran on Saturday, October the 22nd, as nationwide protests sparked by the death in custody of Mahsa Amini entered a sixth week. The death of the 20-year-old Amini after her arrest for allegedly breaching Iran's strict dress code for women has fueled the biggest protest scene in the Islamic Republic for years. Young women have led the charge, removing their headscarves, chanting anti-government slogans, and confronting the security forces on the streets, despite a crackdown that rights groups say has killed at least 122 people. China's central bank chief Yi Gang is likely to step down after he was dropped from an elite body of the ruling Communist Party, with a former central banker a leading contender to succeed him. Sources close to the central bank said that the potential retirement in early 2023 of Yi, 64 years, has been the subject of intense speculation as he nears the official retirement age of 65 for minister level official. Some policy insiders and advisors had suggested Yi's tenure might be extended, as was the case with his predecessor Zhou Xiaoquan. Last item, Russian missiles pounded Ukrainian energy and other facilities on Saturday, causing blackouts in various regions, Kyiv said, while Russian occupation authorities in the southern city of Kherson urged civilians to evacuate. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Russian attacks had struck on a very wide scale. He pledged his military would improve on an already good record of downing missiles with help from its partners. With the war about to start its ninth month and winter approaching, the potential for freezing misery loomed as Russia continued to attack Ukraine's power grid. In Kherson, a target for Ukraine's aggressive counterattack to the invasion, Russian President Vladimir Putin launched on February the 24th. The occupation authorities instructed the civilians to get out. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on Indonesia and the United States partner to accelerate development in Papua. The Indonesian Ministry of National Development Planning partners with the United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, to accelerate development in Papua. A press statement from the United States Embassy in Jakarta last Thursday, October the 20th, mentions they launched a new initiative of the Papua Collaborative Governance Indonesia Program, or USAID Collaboration, to accelerate development in the provinces of Papua and West Papua. This initiative has a period of 5 years with a fund of $10 million to support the master plan for the acceleration of Papuan development. The plan aims to strengthen cooperation with development partners, the business world, and other stakeholders. The press statement also said the USAID collaboration program will help the provinces of Papua and West Papua to implement the Special Autonomy Fund to provide maximum benefits to the people in Papua and West Papua. Main Secretary of the Ministry of National Development Planning, Taufik Hanafi, said strengthening cooperation between the government of Indonesia and USAID under the collaboration program will play an important role in mobilizing program and funding resources so that it focuses more on achieving development goals in the master plan for the acceleration of Papuan development. Meanwhile, USAID Indonesia Director Jeff Cohen said, together with the ministry and local governments in Papua and West Papua, USAID collaboration will improve the quality of key public services and improve the skills of local government institutions to oversee budget allocation and implementation, and involve the people of Papua and West Papua. According to him, the new collaboration demonstrates USAID's commitment to support the Indonesian government in realizing a prosperous Papua region. He added, USAID collaboration promotes collaborative governance in Papua and West Papua by increasing local government capacity and involvement of indigenous Papuans in development local. Cohen said, the United States is committed to partnering with government of Indonesia in addressing important development challenges. USAID hopes to expand its close relationship with the Ministry of National Development Planning and work with other local partners such as the University of Cendrawasih and the University of Papua to improve governance function and accountability in Papua and West Papua. That was Spotlight of this week. This is Today in History. I'll begin with October the 23rd, 1991, the signing of the Paris Peace Agreement. The Paris Peace Agreement, also known as the Comprehensive Cambodia Peace Agreement, was signed on October 23, 1991, and officially ended the Cambodia-Vietnam War. The agreement led to the deployment of the first post-Cold War peacekeeping mission, or UNTAC, and the first occasion in which the United Nations took over as government of a country. The treaty was signed by 19 countries. Turning to October 23, 2011, the Libyan Civil War ended. The Libyan Civil War began with demonstrations in Benghazi on February 15, 2011, to demand the resignation of longtime Libyan leader Muammar al-Gaddafi. As a result of the government's repressive actions in dealing with the protesters, this protest escalated into a rebellion and civil war. Opposition and government forces have been battling each other in a war that began around the end of February. This war also resulted in many Libyans fleeing to safer places. I'll end today in history with October 23, 2011. Earthquake in the city of Van, Turkey. On October 23, 2011, an earthquake occurred in the city of Van in the far east of Turkey, which borders Iran. This earthquake measured about a 6 on the Richter scale. It occurred on Sunday, October 23, 2011. The epicenter of this earthquake occurred at a shallow depth of 20 kilometers, causing heavy damage in eastern Turkey and was felt in many areas in the Near East. As many as 1,000 people are estimated to have died due to this earthquake. That was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Bruce Lee in Australia. he didn't only monitor English programs but also Mandarin. Hello, sir. Thank you for your compliment and also the reception report. Your letter has been forwarded to the Mandarin section. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song. Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on FIFA make sure Indonesia still hold the World Cup U20. The International Football Federation FIFA continues to ensure that the grand event of the U20 Football World Cup is scheduled to take place in Indonesia in 2023. Despite the Kanjuruhan tragedy, FIFA still supports Indonesia to be able to carry out the grand event. Indonesian President Joko Widodo in a press conference on Tuesday at the State Palace in Jakarta after meeting FIFA President Gianni Infantino said that Indonesia is grateful for FIFA's support to continue to host the U20 World Cup. Furthermore, all forms of preparation to the implementation of the U20 World Cup activities are ensured in accordance with FIFA standards and handled properly and professionally. Previously, President Joko Widodo had also instructed special steps following the Kanjuruhan tragedy to the police and related ministries and formed an independent investigation team for the Kanjuruhan tragedy. Regarding his visit to Indonesia, FIFA President Gianni Infantino said the main reason why he came to Indonesia was because of the Kanjuruhan tragedy in Malang. According to him, this incident has hurt and claimed many victims. He hoped that nothing like this would happen again. Therefore, FIFA's presence in Indonesia will focus on infrastructure, audience management, education to ensure Indonesia is ready not only for the 2023 U20 World Cup, but also the future of football. Together with the Asian Football Confederation, AFC, and the Indonesian Football Association, PSSI, FIFA will work with the Indonesian government for the transformation of football. Gianni Infantino also said the Under-20 World Cup was the most important competition in men's football. The competition will be held after the World Cup, which will be held in Qatar starting November 20, 2022. According to him, for that, of course, Indonesia's best stadiums are needed so that the match can run well, so that it can be a place to show Indonesia's image to the world. In addition, Gianni Infantino also said that the U20 World Cup in Indonesia would be a unique opportunity to promote Indonesia for the future. He also wants to ensure that Indonesia is not only strong from an economic point of view, but also from a football perspective. Meanwhile, the Kanjuruhan Stadium, where the tragedy occurred, will be torn down. This was conveyed by President Joko Widodo after meeting with the president of FIFA. Furthermore, Kanjuruhan Stadium will plan a redevelopment according to FIFA standards. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, now we will reply to an email from Nazir Ahmad Khaudri from Pakistan. Thank you for your reception report. If you have suggestion or criticism, please send to our broadcast. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. Mr. Nazir Ahmad Khaudri, happy listening.
Teringat tentang diri hatiku, terngiang semua kata-kata manis, terasa belai lembutmu di jiwaku, walau kau bukan milikku lagi. Ku ingin kau kembali untuk mengisi hari-hariku lagi. Yakinkan bahagiakanmu hingga akhir nafas hidupku. Kembalilah kasih, kembalilah kepadaku. Janganlah kau pergi. Ku tahu memang salahku, namun takkan pernah terulang, tak akan terjadi. Oh, aku coba untuk mencari cinta yang lain, tapi tak bisa ku lupakan semua. Kembali untuk mengisi hari-hariku lagi. Kembalilah kasih, kembalilah kepadaku.
janganlah kau pergi. Ku tahu memang salahku, namun takkan pernah terulang, takkan terjadi.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
That was the second song presented by Voice of Indonesia. You're still tuned to the program on the shortwave frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Kedongan Beach is a pretty well-known tourist attraction on the island of Bali. It is even said to be one of the most beautiful beaches in Bali, which has very natural and beautiful white sand. Why is Kedongan Beach so popular? Apart from its position in the north of the famous Jimbaran Beach, it is also because Kedongan Beach is located close to Ngurah Rai Airport. The distance between the two is only 6 kilometers away, just about 6 minutes drive. In addition to its beautiful beach, Kedongan is also well known for its seafood culinary tourism. The favorite dish on this beach is grilled fish, typical of Kedongan Beach, besides, of course, other menus. There is a uniqueness when you visit restaurants around Kedongan Beach. Here, visitors do not order the menu directly from the restaurant, but buy the fish or other types of seafood like lobster or squid themselves at the Kedongan Fish Market. After that, take them to any seafood restaurant at the beach and have them prepared in the way you like. The proximity of the market to the restaurant makes it easier for tourists to buy and take them to the restaurant. The main attraction of tourism on Kedongan Beach is that tourists can enjoy dinner while enjoying the beautiful sunset view. That's why Kedongan Beach is much more crowded when it's getting late. The best time to visit Kedongan Beach is at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, because usually the sunset can be enjoyed around 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Besides the white sand that makes this Kedongan Beach beautiful and charming, the waves of the sea here are also quite calm, so this place is safe for swimming. You can also soak in the sea under the rays of the sun, which is often referred to as a sun bath. The environment, which is still clean and not polluted, is the main attraction of Kedongan Beach. Here, you can also enjoy the view of the row of fishing boats called jukung around the beach. The boat is used to catch fish because most of the people in the area work as fishermen. The traditional boats are quite unique, so many tourists find them interesting photo spot. Visitors who come to Kedongan Beach are not charged an entrance ticket per person. The payment system is based on vehicle rate used by tourists. If you haven't decided on a vacation spot, choose Kedongan Beach as your tourist destination in Indonesia. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now I would like to thank VOI listeners around the world who participated in the announcement of the VOI International Quiz 2022. Congratulations to the winners! The first one we have Deba Kamal Hazarika from India, Asma Ahdasuki from Egypt, Jose Luis from Spain, Seiji Hattori from Japan, Volker Wilstrick from Germany, Liang Xianjin from China, Peter Kerhoff from the Netherlands, and Paul Jamet from France. For those who haven't been lucky, don't be disappointed because VOI International Quiz will be back next year. Of course, with even more attractive prizes. Well, listener, wherever you are, here is the next beautiful song to all of you. Enjoy the song.
Bagaikan monopoli yang punya banyak cara untuk bisa kusinggahi. Kau terus merayuku untuk buka kartu kesempatan, dan kau harap bisa mengajakku keliling dunia. Namun pemain dadu bukan hanyalah aku. Kau biarkan mereka leluasa untuk singgahimu. Tanpa sadar ku dapatkan tiga angka dadu sama. Begitu teganya kau biarkan aku terpenjara. Tanpa kau minta kan ku bangun istana. Akan ku persembahkan asal kau hargai cinta. Namun pemain dadu bukan hanyalah aku. Kau biarkan mereka leluasa tuk singgahimu. Oh, tanpa sadar ku dapatkan tiga angka dadu sama. Begitu teganya kau biarkan aku terpenjara.
With us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we'll present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on Jakarta Muslim Fashion Week 2023. The Jakarta Muslim Fashion Week 2023 is ready to be held from October the 20th until 22nd in Tangerang, Banten, to coincide with the 37th Trade Expo Indonesia. With this prestigious Muslim fashion event, the trend of Muslim fashion styles in Indonesia is expected to be increasingly recognized in the international arena. The event, which was held to showcase the work of Indonesian designers to the world, also aims to revive the Islamic economic sector, which in recent years had been halted due to the COVID-19 pandemics. Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan explained that the Islamic economic sector, including the Muslim fashion industry, is an alternative to survive in the midst of the challenges of the global crisis. In fact, the current application of Islamic economics has become a competition between countries. Indonesia is a country with the largest Muslim population in the world, so it has the opportunity to become a major player in the fashion industry. To that end, the Minister of Trade, together with other strategic partners, works together to develop and promote fashion at home and abroad through an ecosystem called Jakarta Muslim Fashion Week. At the Jakarta Muslim Fashion Week 2023, there will be a fashion parade and exhibition of Muslim fashion products from around 100 well-known Indonesian brands. This event will also be enlivened by exhibition of textile products, cosmetics, and accessories, which are an important part of the halal product ecosystem apart from Muslim fashion. In addition, to encourage street transactions, on the sidelines of the event, an exploration of business agreements or business matching will be carried out. In the session, national Muslim fashion business actors will be met with buyers, both local and overseas, who are interested in business negotiation. Well, that was Miscellany today.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
Cuma kamu yang tahu hatiku.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum til manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song from an Indonesian young male singer, Arshi Widianto. A year after releasing his last single in 2022, Arshi Widianto released a new single entitled Cinta Terakhirku. Arshi is known to often duet with several female singers like Bricia Jodi and Tiara Andini. But this time, he doesn't have a duet with a female singer, but with an actress, Shifa Haju. Although she is not a singer, Shifa Haju is able to collaborate beautifully with Arshi Widianto, so the song Cinta Terakhirku sounds so sweet. The song tells the story of a happy couple who finally unites. This becomes even more meaningful after they go through many obstacles and finally find happiness together. Well, listener, here is the song Cinta Terakhirku by Arshi Widianto and Shifa Haju.
Terlintas saat aku melangkah, benarkah aku bisa milikimu cinta?
Namun katanya semua kan jadi indah, kau genggam tangan ini dan berlari bersamaku.
Sungguh aku tak menyangka hatimu untukku. Awal ragu lalu hilang seiring langkah kita.
Alam rintangku
Ku berharap ini takdir cinta. Cinta itu kita.
Of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Ini cerita ketika tulang mulai menua. Masih mungkin ada hasrat yang menggebu-gebu, berkumpul dan bernyanyi seperti dulu. Wajah tampanku keriput dan badanku membungkuk, rasa ingin tak
pernah. VOA listener, thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and Twitter account at @VOI_official, and also send your email to VOI@voinews.id. I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much for listening. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.